afternoon. We wanted to proceed in learning Mikhtar Ben-Yoel from Rabbi Ben-Yoel Dessler. And today, Mitzvah Hashem, we'd like to discuss Shabbos. In Krach Beis, the beginning of a Sefer, in the second volume, he discusses the beauty of Shabbos. Shabbos is connected to Olam Habo. He quotes a Rav Akiva Eger, quotes Rav Akiva that says, "Bishas Matan Torah," this week, Sedrik Parshas Yisro, Zman Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Korah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisro V'Yom Olehem, Bon Benai, Bonai, Mecha Tov Yeshi Bolom. I have a beautiful Mecca, some merchandise to give you. Ad olo, and you'll receive this present forever. I won't take it back. On one condition, that you receive, that you mekabel the Torah. If you mekabel the Torah and you say Nasa Nishma, and you observe the Torah, I will give you this matana. So they asked, Rabbi Shalom, Eze Megatov Shat Nosin Lanu. What is this Mekach? They're very curious to find out what is this present that you'll give us. I will give you Olam Habo. Now most of us know that Olam Habo is after or before we're born or after we die. I will give you Olam Haba. In this world, in Nishmas HaTorah, if you observe the Torah, the boy shall already do more. Shall Olam Haba. Show us Olam Haba. Show us an example of Olam Haba. Meishav HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Yom Olehem Zeh Shabbos. If you want to have a taste of Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh, the eternal world, the Olam HaEmes, the world that there's no Yitzhahara, that world that we came from and we're heading towards, and this world is only a proizdor, is only a hallway to Olam Haba. As the Mishnah says in Novus, this is Shabbos. Shu'echa mishishim shel Olam Haba, shekula Shabbos. That Shabbos, if we observe Shabbos properly, Zohar Shem Shabbos, Shomer Shem Shabbos, we will have a little taste of Olam Haba. And if you want to experience Gehenim in this world, Gehenim, which I'm not translating the word, if you want to experience Gehenim in this world, a little bit of Gehenim, the Gemara says in Brachas, then go to sleep. Sleep! This is Gehenim in this world. And if we're so medactic, if we're, Gehenim means Misa. I shouldn't say Gehenim as much as Misa. Death. Death. If you want to experience death in this world, not necessarily Gehenim, but death is Misa, is sleeping. If you're medactic and feel like the Rambam, you should have 8 hours a day sleep. That means a third of the day should be sleep. 8 hours of sleep. That means one third of one's life is sleep. That means if a person lives, he may have Shim Shana. It's 23 and a third years of one's life is sleep. Death. Death. If you want to experience death, not necessarily Gehenim Chas Shalom, but death, sleep. If you want experience in this world, Olam Haba, then this is Shabbos. And maybe even sleeping on Shabbos. Even sleeping on Shabbos is Olam Haba, the only Shabbos. What is Rabbi Akiva telling us? That Shabbos is equated to Olam Haba. That we can have Chai Olamim, eternal life, Menuchas HaShabbos. The Pasuk tells us in Bereishis, V'achu HaShemayim V'orz Chol Tzvom. That Kodesh Baruch Hu completed the heaven and the earth, and everything that's needed, all the hosts, everything is needed, all the galaxies, the constellations, everything was completed before the Shabbos. Everything was Bishlei Musa. This world has not lost, and this world does not need anything more than was created before the Shabbos in the 60s. More stars, less stars, a larger moon, a smaller moon, the land, the world should be smaller, bigger, the light should be stronger, the sun, the growth of the trees, none of this. It was complete. Yet, so Chazal say that everything was completed, but there's still something not lacking. He finished everything on the seventh day. Actually, it was the sixth day. If his creation is the sixth day. So what did he create on the seventh day on Shabbos? That the Shabbos completed the Bria, the creation, not the 6 days. And that is Menucha. Ma ho'olam chaser, Rashi quotes also Chumash, what was the world lacking? It was lacking Menucha. Menucha cannot be translated sleep, rest, no physical work. You can't translate that word that way. Shabbos is an issue to walk. You're forbidden to walk. You're forbidden to walk up 20 flights of stairs to visit a sick person. You're forbidden to walk and use kinetic energy to walk miles and miles on Shabbos. Isn't that a lot of energy? Isn't that work? Is that menucha? Bo Shabbos, bo menucha. What does that mean? It means that Moshe Le'evit, the Melech, they make the chuppah for a chasana. A beautiful chuppah with all designed and decorated the chuppah. Beautiful. And the chairs in front of the chuppah. The smorgasbord. Everything was perfect. Everything was ready. Everything was set up. Everything was on the tables. But there was one thing missing. What was missing? Kala shetikanes the chuppah. Where is the kala? The chasen is there, and the sari kedusha is there, the chuppah is there, but where is the kala? If the bride is not there, there's no wedding, obviously. The world was chaser, the Shabbos. Everything was there. But the kala needed to come. And that was the Shabbos. Shabbos Malkus, Eish Eschayel Miyimso, Tupshotim Mimforshim. One refers to Eish Eschayel Miyimso, refers to Torah. And the other refers to your wife. And Torah is Shabbos. He speaks the Shabbos itself. Perish. Shabrius Yoma Shabbos Asmahi Gemar Maisen. Shabbos is a Bria by itself. It doesn't mean that Shabbos is a day of physical rest. Shabbos is a day of creative activities. True. One stops from creative, ceases from creative activities. However, the Ruchnius, spirit of the person becomes more evident in Shabbos. The Gilui Shechina, you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. How do you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos? When it's snowing, when it's raining, and everyone is out, Rosh Hashanah with umbrellas, taking taxis, driving their cars, and you're walking. So many blocks. Why are you walking? Come into a building, the elevator, the escalator is waiting for you, screaming at you, take me, use me. And you're looking for the stairs. You're looking for the stairs. You come into a room, and it's dark, and the switch is screaming out, just press, just lift me a little bit, just a little bit, with your pinky, with your pinky, with your pinky, give me a little lift, with your pinky. And you walk by, and grab in the dark, looking for your coat. Turn on the light. Shabbos Hayom! As a boy, Oilam. Today is Shabbos. That shows you that there's a boy, Oilam. It's not Con Edison that tells you not to turn on the lights. It's not the economy that tells you not to turn on the lights. It's the Rabboni Shema. And you're walking so many blocks. Beis Hashem Na'al Barogish. I go with vigor and rigor to Beis Hashem, to Beis HaMedrish, to Beis HaKnesses, to the Shul. Beis Reish Gimel Shin. Beis Reish Gimel Shin. Beis Borod, hail. Reish Ruach. Strong winds. Gimel Geshem. Rain. Shin Shelig. Snowing. Stay home. Stay home, take a taxi. Why are you doing this? There's some control over you. Someone's controlling you. This is Gil Shana. There's a British line in the world. This is the Shabbos. The Shabbos is the day. When it comes Shabbos, it's assumed the Shabbos means Olam Haba, because in Olam Haba you don't do any physical work, and Shabbos either. What does it mean? I didn't finish my work. I didn't finish my term paper. It's just before Shabbos. I didn't finish my job. I didn't finish my report. I didn't finish my assignment. I didn't finish my trip. What does it mean, Rosh Hashanah Lachtecho? I didn't finish all my boch. What does it mean, Rosh Hashanah Lachtecho? Yes, you did. I did? Yes. Shabbos Rosh Hashanah Lachtecho. So Michtam Eliyahu tells us, Kilkol Molachto Asuya. Everything is finished. It's not finished. Don't think about it. There's no term papers. There's no book reports. There's no paying of taxes. Nothing exists on Shabbos. Nothing exists. Everything is completed. It's completed. That's a job. That's a job. Not to speak about business and not to think about business. Now, how can that be done? That Shabbos is Olam Haba. Shabbos is Olam Haba, so I promise you, I won't ride in the car. I won't do malach on Shabbos. But think in my mind. It's impossible. Are you a day on him? Shekama kama dvorim aniach b'msoyes b'er v'shabbos. He has to finish it the next week. He has to have his term report in, his project in, his work has to be done. He has to make decisions. He's left in the middle. Yet, the Torah demands from us that the vekes b'kedushas ha-shabbos yebo gedola. Yom Yom Shabbos, Beyemsa, Esa Godel, Matrin Mode, Shikonis HaShabbos Le'imrutzen Nafshi Shum Netiyas Rutzen Nahar Bokal. That even though you have so much on your mind, so many economic problems, materialistic problems, when it comes to Kedushas HaShabbos, Kol Divrei Olam Hazeh Ka'ayin V'Kefes Nachshav Olam, it's nothing. It doesn't exist. Ki kulam ki echad einam ela achonas atachas. HaShabbos hi atachas. What is the purpose of all this? What's the purpose of all the necessities I need during the week, if not for Olam Haba, if not preparing me for my future? And Shabbos is the aim. It is a little taste of it. Not on Shabbos. Because everything I'm trying to do in my life is only a preparation. And this preparation is already here, regardless if I finish my work or not. Regardless of it. Shabbos is coming. That's what it means. The Shabbos. The Zemiras in Shabbos. The learning in Shabbos. The owning Shabbos. When business doesn't exist. How healthy it is. How healthy it is for the goof, for the heart. For the heart! How come there's a cause of heart attacks? Is it only because of the food that we eat? The cholesterol? Is only the smoking affects the lungs? That's the only thing? Or is it the machshavas, the exaggerations, the dreams, the demyonis? The person thinks. And when he has free time, don't ask. He thinks of so many things that are weird, that are way above and beyond one's imagination even. Come Shabbos. And he allows the machshavas to enter his mind and thinks things lo dum lo yar, have no foundation whatsoever. This is not what Shabbos is. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. If a person has a problem, it's not his mind. He knows he has to catch a bus 3-4 blocks away. While he's riding for the bus, and hopefully he will catch it, he'll get on the bus. Those 4 blocks, does he think of his problem? Or his main concern is to get to the bus? Main concern is to avoid any obstacles in the way. That's all he's interested in. But you have a problem. Not now. Not now. I'm sleeping now. I don't want to be disturbed. I'm eating now. I'm relaxing now. No disturbance. No disturbance. Shabbos Hayom. No disturbance. This is Vosisiko Machtecho. Your work is done. It doesn't exist. And you, that's exactly what you said. When I'm eating, somebody calls, tell them I'm not home. And everyone hears how Father doesn't say the truth. Tell them I'm not home. Father, you're eating. I don't want to be disturbed. So say that. My Father is eating and he doesn't want to be disturbed by you. You don't say that to a person. What do you say? He's not home. Nothing wrong with that. A white lie. He's not home. We can relate to this? Sure, I can relate to this. So it comes Shabbos also. I'm not home. It doesn't exist. All my work, it doesn't exist. That's what you said to the children. That's what you said to your wife. I'm not home. But you're sitting at the table. You're relaxing. You're enjoying the TV. Why are you sitting at home? Because I don't want to be bothered with that. Shabbos. I'm not home. I'm an Olam Haba. That's not an exaggeration. We do it all the time. We do it all the time. We have to relate to this. Shabbos Hayom. It doesn't exist. The Gittur of the Shabbos, the Michtar of Eliyahu explains, is a kenisa, an entrance to Ruchnius, to spirituality. The Kedusha of Shabbos elevates the individual. Zachar is Yom HaShabbos, the Kacha, the Svarno says, what does that mean, Zachar? You should remember. Zohar Shem HaShavuz HaKadosho, this week's Seder, Parshas Yisro, HaYetamid Zohar Es Yom HaShavuz, Yisakcha B'mei HaMaisa, Yisakcha B'mei HaMaisa, when you're asakim, in your business, HaKadosho, Zetazik Elish Yituchu HaKadosho, here's a Shisar Odom Asoka B'mei HaMaisa, it means as follows. During the week, Zohar Shema Shabbos Kacho, during the week you should prepare and do your work in such a way, so efficient, so proficient, that you won't have to think about it on Shabbos. You'll be in such a state, such a state of affairs, that I won't be concerned on Shabbos. It won't share the Shabbos. It will be incomplete. If it will be, it won't bother me. We should make sure the whole week we live for Shabbos. That we shouldn't be disturbed on Shabbos because I didn't finish my work during the week. Make sure to finish it then. This is what Svarno tells us. Yishbos b'mashvim b'kol lachto. Vayishma is Hashem mekol malachta. Hashem rested. Shabbos mein olam habo. The Bichlam Eliyahu tells us how we should work on this. To prepare ourselves, not to put ourselves in a situation where you think about the Shabbos. We're capable of doing that. Olam habo. So what does it mean, Vayishma is Hashem mekol malachta? HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested from all his malacha. Bamamu v'giyah bora HaKadosh Baruch Hu esolamu. What does it mean, Mekom Malachto? He worked. He sat and planted trees. Worked on making physically the sun and the moon. Dvar Hashem Shemaim Nasu. Dvar Hashem. Shemaim Oretz. He said the word and it came. How much Gid Amolo? How much work did it take on Kodesh Baruch Hu to do this? Vayishmash Hashem Mekom Malachto. What Malachto? Malachto means physical work. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no physical work. What does it mean, Mekol Malachto? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala, revealed to us something that was hidden. The entire world was hidden. You have a stage. And behind the curtain, you have actors, scenery, many things. And the curtain opens up a little bit. That's Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, a little bit more. Yom Shlishi, a little more. Fourth and fifth. So one shouldn't say it just came into existence now. It's been always in existence. Everything was on the stage. Didn't see it until they opened the curtain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened the curtain. This is Megala. The Shemesh Varech, the Kachov and Mazolus. Shema and Oretz. The Kol Tov Osel. The Friya Kulo. The Eitz and Avonim, the Chuli, the Chuli, and everything else. There's a Briya Hester. And now Kodesh Baruch Hu was just as if it was hidden. And now he's Megala. This is what means Kumalachta. Kumalachta means revealing that which was hidden until now. And we have to respond by La'anig as a Shabbos, to enjoy the Shabbos with food, tasty food, with nice clothing. Mitzvahs, our beds, our room, our home should be orderly, neat, clean, beautiful. And there is no ghost. And the narrows, the candles should be burning across the Shabbos only. Lingdash Hashem v'chuvah. This is how we show. We indicate that today is Shabbos. That we reveal that which perhaps doesn't you don't see during the week. During the week, the house may be a little bit, excuse the expression, messy. Maybe messy. But Shabbos is what it should be. Comes the Shabbos. This is the Shabbos. And the Zohar says owning is not only bodily pleasures. Owning uishtachech el le'elo ba'osa ha'kodesh ilo ha'shori. It's not Hashem. And what to not to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into your life. La'ani is a Shabbos. L'chavdu is a Shabbos. This is a Shabbos. If you'd like to add on to the words of the Michtam Eliyahu, it tells us the Shabbos is something ruchnius that belongs in this world. This physical world, Olam Haba Olam Hazeh. Kamei Hashemayim Al Haaretz. The Shemayim is on the Haaretz. This Yom Yisrael did not understand. The terrorists also believe in Olam Haba. They believe in the heaven. But they don't believe that heaven is on this earth. They believe that after you kill and destroy, then you go straight to heaven. Especially the Jewish people. If you destroy the Jewish people, that's what God wants, and then he sends you to heaven. Heaven is not in the earth. Heaven is up there. You have to first die. You have to kill and destroy yourself and others, then you go to heaven. Kimea Shemaim al Haaretz. Yohanan says Shemaim al Haaretz. The Kochet of Shabbos, that only through Torah, Chai Olam lo Tavos Achenu. But even Yom Shechu Shemeluch Chai Olamim, the Chai Olamim, not only Chai Olam, the Chai Olamim of Shabbos is in this world. Shabbos is a Metzius. The day of Shabbos is not just Friday and then Saturday. Shabbos is a special, special bria. A bria milchenis. Yom HaShvi Mishabeach Yonir. What's the uniqueness of Shabbos over Yemei HaChol? Of Yom Rishon, Shein, Shlishi, Revi, Chamishi, Shishi. What is the uniqueness of Shabbos? The Shabbos, not only the man does unique things. Yom HaShvi Mishabeach Yonir. The Shvi itself, the Shabbos praises. HaShabbos Asim Mishabeach. The Shabbos says Shira. But the Shabbos, when we go out, because Shabbos HaMalka, because the Shabbos it says, as we say in the Pasuk, Mizmer Shir Liyom HaShabbos. Mizmer Shir Liyom HaShabbos. Shabbos itself is singing. Liyom HaShvi Mishabeach Liyomer. The Shabbos itself is screaming out. She Shabbos be'atzma over Shira v'shevach. These were Shilin HaShabbos. Tov l'onus l'Hashem. The Shabbos itself, the day itself. The man, therefore, should scream out also, Yifor v'yivor v'kel k'yisa. The praise. to understand this a little better, Lamaisa. We just said that the Shabbos praises itself Rav Shlomo Bloch, one of the Talmidim of the Chofetz Chaim in Radin, said about the Chofetz Chaim that the Chofetz Chaim spent over 30 years writing the Mishnah Berurah. He had a team of Talmidim, and it took him 30 years to write the six volumes, the Shisha Kochim, of Mishnah Berurah on Shulchan Aruch Or Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim was a man that lived very simple. The food that he ate, the house that he had, the clothes that he wore. Yet when it came to the finishing of the Mishnah Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim said to his Chachamim, to his Talmidim, that every single day he wants to make a Suda. And it was a fancy Suda. In order to give Shemach Vado for every krach of every volume that he put out. You know there are six volumes in 6 days. 6 days he made a Suda every single day and spoke about that Sefer. When it came to Shabbos, the seventh day, he finished. Chofetz Chaim demanded that there's going to be another Suda on Shabbos also. Not just the Suda of Shabbos, Ich Hayom, Ki Shabbos, Yom HaShem Hayom, not only the three Sudas that one eats on Shabbos, but an additional Suda. So they thought, it should be Friday, entering the Shabbos. Have a soup. Said, no. It should be on Shabbos itself. Why? So he said, on Shabbos, boy lie, ubak, ubikshim imeni, she has to see him, noisav yom haShabbos. So Chofetz Chaim said that the Shabbos came to me. The Shabbos said to me, give me another Suda. Another Suda. Shabbos needs a Suda. He gave Shema to HaKadosh Baruch. And then for Shabbos, he said, again, Torah, on the third volume of the Mishnah Berurah, which is Hilchos Shabbos. HaShabbos boy lai, who bikshu mimeni, she has to see him, nice to Shabbos. The Shabbos itself, wants to express itself. Mitzish, he is the answer. What about me? What about me? He did it for every single day. Why don't you make a sinner for me? Become me. Become me. But I finished already. I don't have any more to do. I finished my six volumes. I don't make seven volumes. In the seven volumes, we have a sinner for you, Shabbos. I only made six. What about me? Shabbos needs a sinner. Rav Elio Lapian mentions the idea of the Tzias HaShabbos. We say in our davening on Shabbos, we have Mashvi Yisalo V'yoshev HaKisei Kvodo. Tiferes Ato Al Yom HaMnucha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is clothed in the malchus of glory. And this day of Shabbos, to show the Shabbos is in our terms, like a human being. And we say, V'yom HaShvi, M'shaber V'yomer. And praises himself. Yivorchu, Yivorchu. Yifor, Yivorchu. Therefore, we see that the Shabbos itself has a Kedusha, the Shabbos itself. Therefore, we should be the same Madrega and respond to this. The Medrash that says on the same lines of the Shabbos, the Shabbos is in the Briah. Yosef Lovel. A man on Shabbos will go out to the field, say no one's around, and he has a desire to pick an apple, which is forbidden as a malacha. Kosher, to cut off something that's growing from the ground. It's an av malacha, one of the 39 principles. This kosher, one of the 39. To cut off that which is growing from the ground, growing from a tree. It's connected to the karka. And no one's around. And he goes ahead and snaps and plucks off the apple from the tree. At that moment, he plucks off the apple from the tree. He hears a sound coming from the apple. Shabbos hayo! Today's Shabbos! You're violating an iser against the Bria. You're destroying the Bria. You have no right to do what you're doing. The apple does not want to be plucked. Today's Shabbos. Shabbos hayo. Against the whole Bria. Against nature. It's like you want to make a bomb. To bomb the moon. I want to bomb out the moon. You're going against the Bria. Shabbos. Shabbos is screaming out, Shabbos are you. Therefore, with all the actions that we do, we show the greatness of Shabbos. It's something ruchnius. It's ruchnius. It's spiritual. Because Baruch Hu finished the world, the Vechalikim Yomashvi. What does he finish? Spiritual, put in a spiritual quality in Shabbos that other days don't have. It says, Vayivarach Lekim, Hashem Hashemi. Vayivarach Lekim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed Yom Hashemi. Here the Michta Melio asks, Vayivarach Lekim is Yom Hashemi. You can say, Vayivarach Lekim is Adam. What is Olam Haba? Because Baruch gives Ruchnius to give Brachas. And Baruch gives Yom HaShvi. The obvious question is, how can a Kodesh Baruch give a Bracha to the Shvi, Yom HaShvi? Yom Mechir Zman. It's a set time. Sunrise, sunset. It begins by sunset and ends by sunset. It's a certain defined time. It's a certain time. How can one give a spiritual bracha, eternal bracha, to something that's not eternal? It's not forever. It's only temporary. Shabbos is here today and gone tomorrow. So from here we see, Al Shabbos he bechinas hadvikas beruchnis, v'shlemusahi betochatzmo, v'chotzavol klum v'muchutz. Shabbos is spiritual. It's not missing anything. Okay, if it's not spiritual, it's materialistic, it's missing something. Materialism needs something. It's not finished. This world is not finished, it's chaser. Man, we created also chaser. It's mechuser. Bris milah. It was not complete. This world is not a complete world. It's all about sheker. It's not complete. You have to complete it. Shabbos is complete. Shabbos kodesh. V'vorach l'kibbush yom ha'shvi'i. You give a spiritual brother the yom ha'shvi'i because Shabbos is also spiritual. Even though it begins Shkias Achavo and ends by saying Sechavim the next day. And then Chazal say, the call, whoever feels the Shabbos, whoever, Mishazach, we get a door, Shal Shabbos, Elo called Serach, we know any call, he doesn't need the call. So the Shabbos is implanted within him. The Gemara says in Be'er that all the mitzvahs were given for Hesiod. Given up, Hesiod says the Libras and so on. Chutzpah Shabbos, Shenitna Mitzina. Oversee Beini Veinechem. What does it mean the Shabbos was given Mitzina? Shematin Schara will Nizgala. It doesn't mean he was given with the Aseres HaDibros, it was all given in this gala. It was revealed. What do you mean the Shabbos is given hidden? So Pshat is the Schar Shabbos. The Schar being a Shomer Shabbos, observing the Shabbos, it was not given the way you find by Kibra Reim, Shaluch HaKan, Laman Yarech and Yomecha. Shema Shema Shabbos Akadsho, Laman Yerichin Yomecha, doesn't say Laman Yerichin Yomecha. It's not a guarantee of a Richas Yomim, the way Kibbut Avraham is, Shluch HaKan is. But what is it? Kedushas HaShabbos, Bifnim, Alei, Shehud, Esen, Olamo. There's no Schar mentioned, because the Schar is Olamo. The Schar Shabbos is of Havod Schar right now. The Shmir Shabbos itself is a Schar. It's of Havod Schar. It's not a Schar of wealth, of banim, of Chachma. If you keep Shabbos, you become more intelligent, you'll have more children, you'll have more money, you'll have Richas Yomim. None of this. Shabbos is Shabbos. It's Mir Olam Havo. Regardless, with or without children, regardless, with or without chachma. Shabbos is the shores of Kedusha. He quotes the Shah Kedusha, the Sefer Rishis Chachma. Vashisim Satara Kedoshim Tiyu Kikodesh Ani. Kedoshim Tiyu Kikodesh Ayim Kodesh. Shiskaish Vedam Shechomenu. That we receive Kedusha, and this Kedusha permeates on us for a long time. Called Kedusha Chaim is Parashas, Musametis, Vemitis, the Vikusun of the Shabbos. It indicates by the Dovak of Shabbos, of holding on to Shabbos. The Shabbos, you see the Emes. You see the Emes. Osi b'nei b'neichem, ki Shabbos li os, ha'mavare es ha'mitas olam. We see what more olam is. Shabbos brings out the best of us. Best of us. If we bear this in mind, there'll be a different shmiras of Shabbos. Especially our mouth, our actions. The shmiras of Shabbos. It's not just what we eat, and where we go, and what we do. It's what we think about. What we talk about. Because Boro gave us a Matana Toiva. This Matana Toiva is Shabbos. A Matana to realize the beautiful Shabbos that we have. It's a part of us. It's a part of us. Mikyam Chayisogwech words. That we can go ahead and have a Shabbos, a Menucha, and go through a Shabbos, and this purpose is to elevate us to a higher Madriga, the Shabbos, the Kedusha Shabbos. This is the first article, the first Indian mentioned in the Sefer, second Sefer of Nechaleo, the Shabbos. Shabbos is our vitamin pills. Shabbos is the zman we should need to elevate ourselves in our davening and our tefillos, in our avodas Hashem, in our learning, in our shalom yirono chavero, shalom bayis, the Shabbos. It's powerful, and it works. It really works. It works. Therefore, you should bear this in mind. And this Shabbos, and further Shabbos, to work on this idea. The Shabbos is the day that we can be Ein Olam Haba. I can taste Olam Haba. They don't know. There's a non-dated impression. It's not to be depressed. I'm going to Olam Haba. Shri Zoichim. The Shemiras HaShabbos. Shri Zoichim. Rachim on Ruyan Chaleinu Yom Shem Shabbos Nuch Chayalbin. The Rachim on Ruyan Chaleinu Yom Shem Shabbos Nuch Chayalbin. Thank you very much.